요가. 아, 그럼요. What was what? The main point to go back to my economics of 1965 when I joined S5 at Ontario. The British teacher, Mr. Simmons, said the factors of production were four. Land, which means natural resources, labor, meaning workers, capital, meaning money, and entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurship means someone who has got eyes to see where money can be made. Now, recently, when I came from the bush, I was told that a fifth factor had been added, and this is knowledge. So the natural resources, what they call land, labor, capital, entrepreneurship, and knowledge. Now you can see where the partnership between China and Uganda comes in. Uganda has the natural resources, has the labor. We have some capital, but it's not enough. We have some entrepreneurship, but it's not enough. In the colonial times, you remember that sectors like transport, hotels, shops were not in the hands of Africans. Real estate, healthcare, education, Africans were nowhere in all. But today, all those areas are controlled by you people, the Africans. So therefore, you have quite a bit of entrepreneurship and a bit of capital, but it's not enough. It does not cover sectors like manufacturing, factories. We don't have enough capital or even entrepreneurship and maybe even knowledge. That's where our Chinese friends come in. Here, in this area, ever since I came in the government, and even when I was in those temporary governments of yours, you know, those which used to last a few months, we knew here there was a big deposit of phosphates, and it was selected as a PTA project, preferential trade area project, to produce fertilizers for the whole of what is now COMESA. But we could not get anybody with enough money, with enough knowledge and capital to invest in this project. Nitin Madhvani came and I gave him the site. For a long time, he couldn't get the money. There was the problem of compensating the people who were here on this land. That needed 40 billion shillings. Madhvani could not get that money, and the government could also not easily get it. Therefore, the project stagnated. When the Chinese came, I told them, and they said, no problem. We shall get the money to compensate the occupants and also to develop the projects. Now, I want to thank the Chinese government. They have evolved a smart policy. They have the government banks. You heard them talking here. There is the International Commercial Bank of China and the Exim Bank of China. They have told their people, government companies and even private companies of China, you go to Africa, when you see a good project which is commercially viable, bring it here. If we are convinced about the profitability of the project, we shall fund it.